In 2005, Nearly Naked Theater was beginning to make an impression on the local theater scene as they opened one of their most popular shows, Paul Rudnick's Valhalla. Nearly Naked is reviving several of its biggest past hits this season, and Valhalla, with a new cast but retaining Damon Deering's smashingly funny production, is again a wacky delight. But under the humor, Valhalla has a rich message about always being you and not worrying about what others think. The comedy is a wild ride that pairs the real life of Mad King Ludwig of Bavaria, who ruled in the 1880s, with fictional character James Avery, a bizarrely gay 1940s Texas teenager. The play finds hilarious parallels between the two, including common sexual proclivities. The play has brief nudity and strong language, so be warned. The two characters behave with wacky abandon, but each remains true to their own beliefs. An important message, but Rudnick has marvelous fun with his play. Audiences will be grandly amused, but will realize that underlying the frivolous malarkey is the critical message. It's quite a play, and in the ridiculously silly Nearly Naked Theater production, audiences will be delighted by an artful cast that delivers the humorous jabs and jives with impeccable comic timing. The contrast between the somber drabness of 1940s Texas and the extravagant excesses of garish Bavaria that got Ludwig in such trouble with his country complement each other beautifully as they add to the play's fun. Director Deering has long treasured Valhalla, and his staging instincts make the play's wackiness bizarrely entertaining. Deering keeps his production zipping along, so you laugh hysterically at each silly line and each crazy thing the characters do, but you quickly move on to the next bit of silly stupidity. It all transpires with split-second comic timing. Vinny Chavez has a madcap day with Ludwig as he prances and preens around outrageously. Cole Brackney's James has the ability to switch easily and naturally between being an outrageous gay blade and masquerading as straight. Susan St. John has great fun playing the two central characters' mothers. Portia Beecham plays the unsuspecting brides of the two gay blades with brilliant comic brio. Jacob Gentile is perfect as the two central characters' male love interests, and Pat Russell is wacky in smaller roles that add comic merriment to the play. The production is nicely designed with clear distinctions between the two historic periods. Valhalla is an adorable delight that entertains mightily. It continues through November 29th, and it earns 5 stars out of 5. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.